A conspiracy theory is a belief that some covert but influential organization is responsible for a circumstance or event. But most of the time, they're just total bullshit. We're here to determine which is which. This is One Conspiracy and a Lie.
Yeah, that's right. It is time for One Conspiracy and a Lie, the number one conspiracy theory podcast in 2021. Dev, we're back.
We are back. We took a few weeks off. We had the holidays, of course, and we had my complete lack of wanting to.
Yeah, well, that was a big You really kind of
still pregnant, still miserable. So yeah. Every once in a while on Fridays, and over the last few weeks, I've just said not a fucking
chance. But the thing is, too, like I also had my daughter at work on Fridays, so sometimes I looked at you, I'm like, no, she's being a handful. I can't do this today.
Yeah, it's a little more difficult if we're just doing our radio show. It's not because it's just like bits and pieces.
Yeah,
but when we're doing this, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, so, you know.
Anyway, we're back. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at One Conspiracy and a Lie. And of course, let us know what conspiracies you want us to dig into.
Yeah, because like I want to dig into everything. 2021 is here. I'm ready to, you know, dig into all sorts of fun stuff. And you got some good stuff over there.
Yeah, with everything going on with like the inauguration and political, I was tempted to dive into some like political conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
But I decided we've had enough.
Oh, right? God, we've all had
enough.
So
I went a little different route.
Okay.
This is the conspiracy theory called chemtrail.
Okay.
And it is the theory that the government is controlling our weather and poisoning us.
Okay. See, I feel like we talked about this, you and I, just randomly, the two of us.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't remember the conversation because we were going to do that. We were going to cover this like maybe a month ago or something.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to dive into this and see what's up.
Yeah. So the whole idea, and there is a shocking amount of people that believe in this.
Yeah.
Is that the government is trying to control the weather.
Okay.
And they're putting these toxic chemicals in the air to poison us. And the reason being, of course, it's a very profitable industry, having cancer, medical issues, any of that stuff, right? Huge.
Now I'm just getting mad. Okay.
That's something that's gone on forever. There's a conspiracy theories around how the fact that the cancer cure has existed forever and ever and ever, but it's $1 trillion. I made that up. I don't know the actual dollar amount attached, but it's like this hugely profitable disease.
Yeah, but see, that's the problem, though. Like, that's the thing. It's like, okay, so I hear that, and I'm like, all right, so these industries are making trillions of dollars, which they probably are making trillions, billions of dollars off the fact of people are dying because, they need our medications and our radiation and our chemotherapy and our this, that, fucking whatever.
Yeah.
And that's terrible to hear. Like, if that, I bet it's happening.
Yeah. And one of the areas where they're saying that they're releasing these toxins, okay, is from airplanes. So like when airplanes fly and you see the white trails come behind them, they're called contrails.
Okay.
But people are calling them chemtrails. They're saying that's one area where these chemicals are being released. But there's quite a few people too that are saying, you know, there's Facebook groups based around this, of course. I mean, there's a Facebook group for everything.
For literally everything, yeah.
And it's insane. I mean, one of the largest ones, there's 114,000 members, and they talk about these chemtrails and everything, and they say that these people that live in these high pollution or high chemical areas have like gotten tested, right?
Yeah.
And they're testing high in aluminum, barium, strontium, arsenic, magnesium. Someone said that her dog has been poisoned by radioactive metal, which that makes me more sad than the person, because that's just how that's how we work, apparently. But it's just insane. Like, they're saying that there's a whole group of people who says it's not fake. This is real. The government is using this. They're controlling the weather in order to. And there were studies done around. It was something around like the Olympics. They wanted to make sure that the weather was appropriate during the Olympics.
Yeah.
So there was all of this conspiracy around the government controlling the weather to make sure that it was, make sure that everything was fine.
Now, at what point do you think that like the government, okay, number one, I just want to say, if this is true and they could like do this and like dump stuff on top of society, that's definitely how COVID became a thing, because it's a profit.
100%.
Because it's a profitable business. COVID is a profitable business, right? You shut
is
down.
It?
Well, yes, for somebody out there, I don't know, there must be some master.
Think about it, because even the healthcare, they're having to have budget cuts. So that's why the hospitals are filling up so fast.
But who's the mastermind behind the curtain that's pulling all the strings?
Who's making money? Because it's not like even the testing doesn't cost anything.
Let me ask you this. I'm going to ask this, and this might sound...
Vaccine doesn't cost anything, so who's making money off of it?
This might sound really fucking stupid, but I have to ask this.
Okay.
Who owns the world? There must be one organization or one person
that owns... The Illuminati, duh.
Yeah, but like... Who owns the whole thing? Like, the whole entire thing? Like, there must be one family.
You know there's not.
I don't know that. That's the thing. There's probably one thing going on where they're like, oh, I own all this shit, so let's
Gunner,
dump this COVID.
What you're talking about is literally the Illuminati. We've done entire episodes on this.
But how
whole
do we join them?
Organizations filled with politicians, celebrities, people of power, like people like Bill Gates, Elon Musk, like... All of that, it's Illuminati.
We got to get in the Illuminati.
Do you believe
dude.
The Illuminati exists?
I can't. Well, I do because somebody's running this shit and I have no idea who.
I think it does to an extent. I don't think some of like the crazy over the top things are real.
No, I don't either.
This whole poisoning people thing, I'm not 100% on board with this. The chemtrails, poisoning people to profit, things like that. Not 100% on board. As I was reading through this, the evidence that people have all, it just sounds like pollution.
Well, yeah, isn't that the thing? Like, it goes back to like, don't, like, okay, we were talking on a radio show the other day about digging up a landfill. Okay. So, like, landfills alone cause, like the world is going to shit because of landfills. Like, nobody knows what to do with their trash,
well,
right?
That, yes, because people aren't recycling and we don't know how to recycle. Even when you recycle, did you know only like 20% of that actually can be recycled?
So, does most of it end up in the trash anyway?
It does. So,
what the fuck is that about?
Yes, but where the pollution and all of that stuff is coming in is these places like Paris and China and all of these highly dense population areas where they have, you know, there's cars, there's vehicles, there's industrial manufacturing going on. The pollution like that, because think about it, when COVID happened and everyone had to stay home, don't you remember seeing all those photos of like these rivers that were black and now you can see them?
Yeah.
And Italy, there was one specifically because... There's, you know, cities that are built on these canals and stuff. And they're saying, like, you couldn't see through. It was disgusting. And all of a sudden, it's blue.
Yeah.
Because people have to stay home.
Which is good. I mean, that's good. It, like, helps with a little bit of that. But,
yeah,
I don't know. This chemtrail thing, I'm not sure. Like, I feel like if the government... I mean, I don't know what government's doing it. Is it the U.S. government? Is it the...
Be the Illuminati. Because it's not just one government.
Yeah.
It's, like...
The whole.
Pieces of everybody. Because this... In this article that we're... Or the articles that we're reading from... they're not talking about just here. They're talking about America, the UK, China, India. They're talking from all over the place.
Well, and see, that's the thing because, okay, so you get these rulers, right? You get like Kim Jong-un or whatever, and you get Putin and all that stuff. And they all get together. I guarantee there's like some secret society where they're all wearing
Illuminati.
Robes. I know.
You keep describing the Illuminati without actually using the word.
I know.
There must be this secret society. Gunnar, we have talked about this for such a long time
but
now.
You know these assholes are all in it, right? And they're all sitting around in their robes. And they're doing their chants like, we gotta kill the world, we need all the cash, or whatever bullshit they're singing.
I mean,
yeah, they're doing something, right? Because we gotta do another show on the Illuminati now, or I need to go back and listen to our show on the Illuminati.
Yeah, we've done a couple. Well, we've done quite a few where we've just touched on them a little bit. We did one where we only talked about the Illuminati.
Because what's their overall goal?
To control the earth.
To control the earth.
Control everybody. And we...
And they know the aliens.
We could easily do 17 episodes on it because there's so much stuff out there.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious.
Now, real quick, before we get to my shit, where I got one conspiracy that I made up, the other one is totally true that I found on the internet. I have to ask you this. So we got Joe Biden as the president now.
Yeah.
Do you think his first question going in was, What do we know about the aliens? Can I meet the ruler of the aliens? Because that'd be my first question.
Probably because there was this whole transitional period where Trump wouldn't give up
any info.
He wouldn't give up. Right. And so Joe Biden wasn't allowed to get into like the confidential stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. That would be like my main drive for being president would be like, tell me what's
what?
Tell me what's going on.
Yeah.
What's up? I want to know all the stuff that only I'm allowed to know now as president.
Tell me about the moon base. Tell me how long we've been on Mars. Like, tell me this shit, right?
Yes. Or I mean, my God, if that's the case, like, let's go find a former president and rub up on him a little bit and...
Yeah, what up, Obama? What up, Clinton? What up, George Bush? What do you guys know?
Tell us the secrets. And, like, do they tell their spouse? They have to. Michelle Obama has to know everything, right?
I would assume so, because I'm sorry. But, like, okay, let's say I was the president, and I find out about the aliens. And my wife goes...
Well, there's a lot of reasons you couldn't be president. Your inability to keep your mouth shut is probably at the top of that
100%.
List.
I'd walk out and be like, here are the aliens.
Guess what, guys?
They're over there. They're underneath the Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah.
They're under there. Yeah, no, if I went home, though, and Katie was like, tell me about the aliens. I'm like, I can't do it. And she was like... rubbing up on me a little bit. Yeah. Oh, God, I'd give her all the info.
Yeah.
2 seconds.
She wouldn't even have to. You would just tell her.
No, I don't think I would. I think I'd make her work for it. Does that sound bad?
That sounds pretty bad.
All right. Well, we'll end it with that. Well, that's some good shit. Well, now I'm back into the Illuminati.
I'm always into the Illuminati. It's interesting. I don't think, like I said, on the scale that some people build it up to be. But I do think there's some version of it that exists.
No, well, we're going to join it. That's my goal for the weekend. I'm going to figure out how we can
join Illuminati.
By Monday morning, you and I will be members of the Illuminati somehow.
That would be great.
All right. Well, that's some good stuff to sit there and think about. But I got my shit now. I got one conspiracy I made up. The other one is on the internet. Don't know if it's true or not. And you have to determine, Dev, which is which. Now, we've been keeping track of the score. What's the score right now?
I have 22. You have 16.
Okay. So I'm catching up, but still behind. And I don't think I've ever been ahead in this game. So,
no.
Are you ready for this shit?
I'm ready.
All right. The first one is Yellowstone Volcano. The Yellowstone Volcano. You ready for this?
All right.
There is an active volcano underneath Yellowstone National Park. While the park goes through both Montana and Idaho, there's a major concern going on in the Wyoming section of the park. There's a long-running conspiracy theory that the volcano in Yellowstone is about to erupt any day now, but with COVID-19 going on, the U.S. government didn't want to alarm anybody because it would potentially wipe out the entire continent.
Okay,
that's the Yellowstone volcano.
Okay,
the other one I got for you today is the Knife and the Seven Sisters. The Knife and the Seven Sisters.
Okay.
I love that.
That's a weird one.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
In Ireland in 1901, a family with seven daughters went to sleep thinking everything would be normal in the morning. The next day, as the parents woke up, they heard no noise, ran into the rooms, and all the daughters had been killed during the night, and the knife was left on the floor covered in blood. While police searched for suspects in the area, no one was ever convicted. There is a long-running conspiracy theory that the mother of the girls killed them in the night and was going through mental health issues and also robbing banks at the time.
Oh,
the
murders. She was busy.
She was a busy mom. The murders are still an open case in Ireland to this day.
They call those boss ladies. They call them boss. she's busy.
Yeah, she's like,
she's a working mom.
Yeah, it's like she's got seven daughters. Of course, she has mental health issues because of that alone, and she's robbing banks.
I'm terrified of my second one being a girl.
Yeah.
Because, can you imagine seven?
No, my wife keeps ringing up, hey, let's have a fifth kid. I'm like, get the fuck out of here, man.
You got your snip appointment. You better get there quickly.
I know, because I'm so irresistible. So, you know what I mean? Anyway.
No, I don't know what you mean.
Okay, whatever. Anyway.
Okay, so I think, my God. I think you made up the Knife and the Seven Sisters.
Of course
you
I made that one up.
You 100% made that up.
Of course I made that up.
Also, the Yellowstone Volcano is not like a secret.
Well, no, the part, the conspiracy theory part of that was that the U.S. government knows it's going to blow up any day.
You did not bring your A-game today.
We haven't done this in like a month, man. And you were sitting there like, come on, we got to go. We got to go.
I told you time I was coming in to do this.
And I wasn't prepared. I wasn't fully prepared, so whatever.
We're going to call that a freebie.
Yeah, we'll call it.
Because that was...
real stupid.
Usually you put up a good fight and you just didn't. You're a little rusty, but it's okay. You'll come back strong next week.
Yeah, next week I'm going to bring some shit about dinosaurs or Satan or something. It's going to be awesome.
Already interested.
Well, where can people find this shit on the internet?
You can find us at One Conspiracy and a Lie, Facebook and Instagram. Of course, make sure you subscribe and give us a follow.
Yeah, next week I'll come back stronger than ever.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, we'll see you.